Ukraine has accepted a U.S. proposal for a 30-day ceasefire. This would go into effect immediately if Russia agrees. Here's U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
Today, we made an offer that the Ukrainians have accepted, which is to enter into a ceasefire and into immediate negotiations to end this conflict in a way that's enduring and sustainable and accounts for their interests, their security, their ability to prosper as a nation.
Rubio was in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia today, where American and Ukrainian delegations hammered out the temporary ceasefire. In return, the U.S. has lifted a freeze on military aid and intelligence sharing with Ukraine. This breakthrough follows perhaps the worst 2 weeks in Ukraine's relationship with the U.S., its most powerful ally. Joining us to talk through all this is NPR's Joanna Kakissis in Kyiv. Hi, Joanna.
Hey, Mary Louise.
Tell me more about this agreement. How would it work? What would it mean?
Well, Mary Louise, it is a tangible step to ending this all-out war that Russia started more than 3 years ago. Ukraine had proposed halting long-range missile strikes and sea strikes as a show of goodwill and on the condition that Russia reciprocate. The proposal that the Ukrainians agreed to today covers not only the sky and the Black Sea, but the entire front line. Here's Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky speaking tonight in a video address.
Ми готові зробити такий крок.
Zelensky is saying, we are ready to take this step. If the Russians agree, the ceasefire will work at that moment.
At that moment. Okay, to this other development I mentioned, the U.S. now saying it will restore the supply of military aid, also of intelligence to Ukraine. Does that signal that relations are back on track or close to getting back on track between Kyiv and Washington?
Well, Mary Louise, a reporter asked Rubio this in Jeddah, and this was his response.
This is not Mean Girls. This is not some episode of some television show. This is very serious. People will die in this war. They died yesterday, and sadly, unless there's a ceasefire tonight, they'll die tomorrow.
As for Zelensky, he said in his video address that Ukraine has always wanted peace from the very first second Russia invaded the country. And he added that the U.S. now understands Ukraine's arguments for peace. Zelensky thanked President Trump, Congress, the American people for their support, something he often does. This must be a relief for him after 2 weeks of absolute tension with the Trump administration. I'm sure you recall that a couple of weeks ago, Zelensky had a disastrous visit with Trump in the Oval Office that ended with Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance berating Zelensky on camera. And after that, the White House cut off military aid and intelligence sharing.
Yeah. So to the wild card now, whether Russia gets on board, because you have to have Russia on board for this 30-day ceasefire to work. How likely is that, Joanna?
Well, the Kremlin hasn't said anything yet, and Russia did not have representatives at the talks in Jeddah. Both Rubio and Zelensky have said that the ball is now in Russia's court. Russia may not be in a negotiating mood. It blamed Ukraine today for a massive drone strike on Moscow and other parts of Russia. There are reports that Trump envoy Steve Witkoff might go to Russia soon to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin, maybe to talk about next steps.
Well, say Russia does agree. Say a ceasefire does kick in. That would bring expectations, hope for a lasting peace deal. But how far apart are the two sides?
Well, Russia has not stopped demanding lots of concessions from Ukraine, like giving up its occupied territory, even territory that's not held by the Russians, giving up on joining NATO, downsizing the military. Ukraine doesn't want any of this right now, and it does not trust Russia to honor the terms of a ceasefire. So a lot of work still has to be done to bring a durable peace deal.
Reporting tonight from our Joanna Kakissis in Kyiv. Thank you.
You're welcome.